We are obligated as a business to try and take as much of your money as possible.
That's why we've come up with new products to sell you. We got shirts, we got hats, we got all kinds of things for you.
If you want a Brock Life shirt, if you want a Jetpack Rescue Squad shirt.
Ooh, that Salmon Cannon shirt's cool.
If you want any of that stuff, you want a hat that says They's Aliens, we got you. We have concerns.com/shop.
Yeah, if it was me, I would have felt really terrible breaking someone else's drone.
Yeah. Well, if it was you, I would have made you pay for it.
Yeah.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
It's time to talk about exploding teeth.
When is it not?
It's a good point. There's never a...
It's long overdue as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, we need to have that conversation that everybody eventually has to have.
Here's what everybody always talks about. The poison capsule in your teeth that you bite down.
Right.
That's what everybody's talking about. But you know what? Nobody has those.
Yeah.
Just spies. Cold War era spies.
That's true.
We all have a tooth that can explode.
We do. Several, in fact.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out it's the canines. You wouldn't think that.
No, I would, because the rest of my teeth are beautiful, flat human teeth. I would expect the canines to revolt.
Dog teeth. From some other species.
Our,
the only teeth from another species in your mouth.
Primal teeth.
I would feel like it's always the back teeth that are the bad people, but no.
It's because of the poison capsule. That's where the poison capsule.
True.
So you're conditioned to think that's a
I'm
bad tooth.
I'm skewed by the poison capsule.
The cyanide goes in there. Why are teeth exploding? How are teeth... What the fuck are you talking about?
It turns out teeth used to explode, and this
no.
is...
No!
Yes! This is an interesting story that's sent to us by...
But now doctors cut the wires when you're in the after birth.
Blue wire!
The baby comes out, and it's like, all right... Forceps, cut that umbilical cord.
Okay, got it.
Cut the umbilical cord. Okay. Yeah. Oh, God. That wasn't the umbilical cord.
Oh, no.
That was the control cable.
14
beep,
seconds.
Beep, 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 beep.
This baby's
beep,
gonna cry
beep, beep,
in 14
beep,
seconds.
Beep, beep, beep,
I got it,
beep,
I got it, I got it.
Beep, 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 beep.
That's how babies are born.
It's terrifying. And that's why nobody wants to be an obstetrician.
You gotta have nerves of steel and scissors of aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
This was a story sent to us by Emil, the ice cream man, Lang.
Wow.
The ice cream man.
Wow, you reached back.
Yeah.
Good for you.
He told us.
I didn't
remember.
Good. Yeah, if you have a nickname and you submit a story, please remind us of your nickname.
Yeah, we're not going to remember.
I try to, but man.
It's only because...
I knew Emil had a nickname.
Right.
But I was just like, please don't look at me for the nickname. Please don't look at me for the nickname.
It's only because the nicknames are based on absolutely nothing other than some random thing that pops into your head.
They're based on feeling, Jeff, which is the ultimate arbiter of everything.
Okay, fair enough. So this is a story about the 19th century, our favorite time in the medical history, because people were just trying stuff.
Yeah.
We're just seeing what sticks.
When you talk to me about exploding teeth and tell me this is something from the 19th century... I immediately think about all the crazy things that were happening in the 19th century that just disappeared as we got better at science.
Yeah, this is one of those.
Okay, so we're pretty sure teeth were exploding, but then all of a sudden we learned a little bit more and we decided they weren't?
Well, that's what we're going to discuss today.
All right.
Were they? Because there are multiple accounts of teeth exploding.
That's very good story structure on your part. Like I gave you the end of act one false, like, oh, we know the answer. And then you're like, no. Doubling down on the question.
Listen to find out more.
Welcome to act two, motherfuckers.
Yeah. 1817 in Pennsylvania, a dentist reported that the right superior canine or first bicuspid.
No, that's adorable. That's like how kids say Pischetti. Little baby. I go to a baby dentist. He's a dentist that's also a baby.
He washes my hair with Panshu, and then he works on my bicuspid.
He'll come airplane to dwell because I can't even say it wrong. Bipuskid.
It exploded on your face! It exploded! Don't have a baby dentist.
No.
It's just not
out of all the babies
useful.
To have. Have a baby account.
Have a boss baby.
Because here's what you're gonna get around to, like February or March, and you're gonna be like, oh God, taxes. And if you have a baby accountant,
I guess
shit's probably already done for you.
I just went straight to boss baby because I felt like boss baby, has a series of baby underlings, including a whole accounting department.
Hey, listen, number one, I can and will talk about the Boss Baby all day, and you know that, and so you should not like drag me into this
trap. Poke the tiger.
But number two, not everybody gets to have a Boss Baby. You know what I mean? Like, not everybody gets up to management with their babies.
Well, that's true.
That's actually one of the main points of the Boss Baby, Jeff. Did you even watch the Boss Baby?
It was
nominated for an Academy Award, Jeff.
It's true. You're right. I should get up on all the Academy Award noms. Anyway, in 1817, this man had so much pain, he ran around. By the way, it was a clergyman. This is not just some Joe off the street. This is a priest who had some serious tooth pain and started behaving in ways that were irrational. Can you imagine that? A priest behaving irrationally?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
An inappropriately behaving member of the clergy? That's
not possible.
Weird.
It said during his agonies, he ran about here and there in a vain endeavor to obtain some respite. In fact, he put his head on the ground. He dunked his head in freezing cold water, all in an attempt to stop this horrible agony he was experiencing in his teeth.
You ever have a truly terrible tooth pain?
I'm going to knock on wood somewhere and say, I have never had dental issues like that. I've never had a toothache. I've never had a cavity.
I had a real, it wasn't even like a super bad cavity, but I had like a cavity in a pretty, like right, it was getting close to like a kind of a nerve place, you know? So it was like very, and it was a back tooth. So I was using it a lot for chewing. And it was, oh my God, dude.
Yeah.
It's you can't even imagine. Like it's honestly insane. If it was like a really bad, and then I knew people that have had to have like root canals and stuff. Sorry if like you're one of these people where dental problems are your thing and you're like squirming right now. But
sorry, not sorry.
Yeah, sorry, not sorry, because we have to tell this story. But that's what we get paid by the government for, by the Bureau of Podcasting. And we have to put out like a certain number of.
There's a squirm quotient. Yeah.
I had a friend who actually had like chipped and broken teeth. And like he just had really bad teeth. And I was just like, and didn't get him fixed for years because he didn't have dental insurance, USA, USA. And when he got them taken care of, he was already in like his mid-30s and he'd had this pain since he was in his like early 20s. And he was like, I had no idea, but I would say that for the last 15 years of my life, I was operating on like a pain scale of about 8 at all times.
He's like,
and just getting my teeth taken care of has changed everything about my life. Tooth pain is fucking real.
Well,
dude,
that's what happened to this fella, except for substitute out taken care of with they exploded because there was a sharp crack.
No.
His teeth split in twain and then all the pain went away. He was like, oh, thank God my teeth exploded. All the pain went away once his teeth shattered.
Shatter and explode are two different verbs, and I immediately have issues with this headline.
Another case?
Wow, just gonna gloss over that.
I just want to give you all the data before you make a verdict, because
you're
deciding that this is all hogwash.
Sorry, but that's definitely a tooth getting split, not exploding, but go ahead.
1871, another American dentist treated a young woman whose toothache ended spectacularly when the tooth, a molar this time, bursted with a concussion that well nigh knocked her over, he reported. There was a sharp crack. In fact, she was deaf for 2 days afterward because the sound was so loud of her molar exploding.
Oh, no!
But afterwards, she reported no more tooth pain.
It was not the sound of it cracking or splitting. This was some sort of force causing the tooth to.
That's what that was reported. Right?
I don't know if that's possible, but go on.
The best part about this, the part you're going to love the most, because I know you, is
ghosts.
Tooth
ghosts?
There was a bunch of tooth ghosts that swarmed out. You know that scene in Ghostbusters where they turn off the trap?
The containment unit.
Yeah, the containment unit. He's like, shut this down, shut these all down.
The EPA comes in.
It's like
that's the jurisdiction.
Except out of your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The EPA comes into your mouth.
It's magic, magic. It's magic, magic. And then they all just swarm out and they all eat hot dogs.
Huh.
No, what actually I think you're going to love is the explanation that was offered in 1860 for some of this stuff. By one of the dentists.
The devil.
You're going to love it. What?
The devil.
Close. Okay. He called it a buildup of free caloric. It was building up in the tooth, causing a dramatic increase in pressure, which caused the pop.
Now, caloric?
Yes. The reason you're going to love this is
because... Is this like ether?
This is a widely accepted 19th century thing that people thought was happening in the human body. You just got caloric and it's fucking nonsense. It's a bunch of bullshit.
So ether was like, well, the air must be full of something. So it's full of ether. This invisible substance that acted on everything and caused physics. Basically, we were just like, yeah. It's the physics goo that makes the world
makes
work.
Physics happen.
That was ether. So what is caloric?
Said for many years, heat was believed to consist of a fluid called caloric, which was self-repelling. Although this would make a pressure increase plausible, we now know no such fluid exists.
This is like the Greeks believing that your body was controlled by like steam.
Right.
And like, and like the inner heat and steam workings of your body controlled your moods and stuff.
Exactly. It's like, there's got to be something in there doing it.
Probably steam.
Let's call it caloric.
We just figured out that caloric exists. What? How?
So great. It's so great. This guy's like, I figured it out, everybody.
So when caloric builds up, it builds up in the tooth?
I mean, that was the theory.
Good. I love this because this is, I like how all theories that scientists came up with in like the 1800s when we were really experimenting with weird shit was a theory that could give the scientist plausible deniability for any wrong thing. Like that's immediately
what
the theory was.
There's caloric in there and I have to drill into your skull to find it.
Well, what happened was I drilled into the skull like you do because of science.
Oh, right. Because of caloric.
Because of the caloric buildup that was in there. But unfortunately, I forgot that I didn't realize that there were also bad humors inside.
And unfortunately,
when I drilled in, the humors got out and caused her to perish.
Well, doctor, the board has decided that you are completely free from responsibility.
Of course.
No culpability.
Why would there be?
Who would have known about the humors?
You know, you can never know where bad humors are going to build up.
Yeah.
I had a patient the other day, the bad humors built up in their stomach. I opened up their stomach and they died.
Just drilled right into the stomach, eh?
I'd used a saw because I'm a doctor.
Well, kudos, sir.
Thank you.
Kudos.
Cutting edge science, am I right?
Hey-o! Talk about bad humors. So
I hated every moment of that.
You loved it. Caloric, not the explanation. So what could it
possibly... Surprisingly, it was not caloric that made this woman's tooth explode. Surprisingly.
The theory that I find most fascinating about what this may have been, and let's be clear, there's a chance none of this fucking happened at all.
Yeah.
Because it's the 19th century and people wrote shit that we've later found out is wrong. But this is these are multiple reports of a similar phenomenon. So you would think maybe there's something there. So people are trying to figure it out. My favorite theory is that in the 1830s, before the advent of a mercury amalgam, there were a wide variety of metals that were used as dental fillings. So they would use lead, tin, silver, and various alloys. And
but wait, that was before they moved on to putting mercury into people's mouths?
Yes, this is before
this is before the safe advent of mercury?
Yeah.
This is before the safe oral administration of mercury.
Yeah. Back when we were doing really dangerous shit.
Yeah, before the mercury came along and made everything safer. We moved from tin to mercury, to asbestos, to uranium.
To straight up poison.
Yeah.
Yeah, uranium. Yeah, exactly. this professor at the University of London said that if there were two different metals that were used to create fillings, you could literally create an electrochemical cell in your mouth. Basically turns your mouth into a battery!
A mouth battery.
You have a mouth battery that builds up a charge and has no place to put it until your fucking tooth explodes.
Not just that, but what if you could potentially be creating a mouth igniter as well?
Yes. You could literally have flames burst out of your mouth.
You could be scraping two metals together, causing a spark.
Well, even better than that, at least nobody in the 19th century smoked.
Oh, no! We've got to stop doing this stuff.
We created a mouth bomb. And then we created a wonderful hobby and pastime that gave people a fuse to their mouth bombs.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
So.
What the fuck was dentistry?
What the fuck was anything?
What the fuck was anything, really? You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. Dentistry is not the problem here. The problem is, look. I say it every time we bring one of these stories up. You gotta do the wrong thing until you figure out the right thing. And I understand. But man, looking back on it like this, it's just live with the tooth pain.
Live with the tooth pain.
But they didn't know. Like, you just assume because it's cutting edge science and everybody says it's correct.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh yeah,
gotta
great.
Fill that cavity, bro. So what can we fill it with?
We're gonna fill the top cavity, Reverend Harris, with a mercury.
Oh.
And then we're going to fill.
That sounds much safer than what you've been doing.
It's great. It's like this. It's this beautiful liquid metal, and I like to put it on a sheet of paper and just move it around. Or sometimes I pour a little bit into my hand and watch it go around like a drop here.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but my physical doctor prescribed drinking that for my humors.
Oh gosh, yeah, it'll do great for your humors. And that's the other thing is once we fill this cavity, you'll always have mercury in your mouth.
Oh good.
Which will just always do one. It's a natural humor repellent.
Oh, thank God.
And that's how the Kanatas became natural humor repellents for their entire lineage. I was going to go somewhere else with that bit. I had a whole bit, but like I saw it and I took it.
It's better. So there's one more quick explanation that is possible.
Okay.
They just did a terrible job at doing filling cavities. And if you leave a gap in the cavity, like the hole, that possibly there could be a buildup of hydrogen in the tooth.
Sure.
Which could pop
pressurized
and explode.
Gas, yeah.
So it seems plausible that teeth were exploding in the 19th century.
That does explain why that woman had like heard the loud popping.
Yeah.
And if the filling just like ka-poing and then ricocheted around her mouth like a goddamn tooth bullet.
Yeah.
Wow. Dentistry.
Right?
Now, you know, our fears of dentistry, like I'm not somebody who's ever been afraid of dentistry or going to the dentist. I don't have that fear of like, you're going to go to the doctor or go to the dentist and it's going to make things worse or it's going to, you know right. what I mean? Some people have that fear and I understand it. Like if you don't know what it is and you can live with it, just live with it.
Right.
I get why people have that fear. It's a dumb, stupid fear. Don't do that.
Right.
But I see where it comes from. Yeah. Like when that's what doctors were for hundreds of years, of course you don't want to go to a doctor. That's sort of like passed down from generation to generation. You go to the doctor and weird shit happens.
Yeah. And you got to think that there's some of that still happening now. I mean, we haven't evolved completely past that.
Sure. I have three teeth full of mercury.
Right. Well, that's to prevent the humors from
getting
in your mouth.
I don't need to explain humors to you fucking plebs. I don't need to sit here and explain why.
If you explain humors, it's you don't get the humors.
Keep me from getting sick and also keep me real sane. Look up mercury making people insane and see if it's ever happened once.
Yeah.
Because it hasn't. I'm fine. exploding teeth. What do you internet detectives think caused it?
Yeah, do you think this is real? Do you think this actually happened? It seems plausible to me.
It does, but it also just sounds like doctors coming up with reasons why their shitty jobs didn't work.
I don't know why his face is not connected to his rest of his body anymore.
I don't know.
It's probably because his mouth exploded.
I applied the medical scimitar in the correct way. Let us know on Twitter. I'm at A. Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
You can also discuss that on the Discord. If you want to join the Discord server, you can do so at patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Any donation in any amount of dollar or more gets you on that, as well as some extra bonus goodies. Or you can head to our Facebook group, because Facebook's doing real well lately, and you should log on to Facebook. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Go to the subreddit instead. I cannot, in good conscience this week, tell you to go to the Facebook.
Well,
you should. It's a wonderful group full of beautiful people who are discussing excellent things. Just don't, maybe not this week. Don't go to it. Go to the subreddit. wehaveconcerns.reddit.com. Next week when we've forgotten about
Facebook.
Give us a week to forget that they're evil again and then go back.